Hi there. How are you?
Hello.
What's your name?
Satire.
That's a good name.
Oh, hell, I agree with that.
Now let us get into your practice work. Listen to this and then imitate it yourself.
Everybody ready?
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 Ready.
Are you ready? Let's begin.
Now!
We're crying out loud.
I'm gonna, lose my mind. I swear to God.
I am ready. I am ready to get it on.
Another requested song.
Now that's what I like to hear.
And here, ladies and gentlemen, is a message from Dr. Phil.
I like cheese.
What did Johnny Mathis answer?
I don't eat that stuff.
He was too sick to eat, and the fever made his face feel hot.
What did Johnny Mathis ask the men to do?
Please clean up my vomit.
That's disgusting.
Lick it up!
Oh, okay.
Delicious.
That's the sickest thing I ever heard in my life.
Phew.
Just then,
John began to make a loaf of bread from scratch.
Then he picked up his bag and hurried out the door.
Bye.
Oh, that's unexpected.
Who's there?
Yes, who?
It's me.
I'm Mr. Red.
Do we care?
No, I don't.
Open the door.
Now.
Why?
You're carrying a plastic baby.
And he's a liar and an unremorseful killer.
Get out of here.
Naturally, a little blood leaves the body at the same time.
Now, how much will all this cost you?
$10 million.
Now at a new low price. Your choice, just $1.29.
I don't think that number's changed.
No, it hasn't.
It's time for the Aflac trivia question, brought to you by Aflac.
What is that funky smell?
The answer in a moment.
Ask yourself these questions.
What do we have here?
Stark naked.
Midgets.
Little bastards.
Sounds romantic.
That's exactly what you get.
And if that's not enough,
boils or sores.
Among the things of beauty in our wonderful world, few offer more pleasure than
drinking beer, listening to rock music.
Mmm, delicious.
That's a fact.
Don't forget it.
We interrupt this program to bring you
gas with oily discharge, increased bowel movements, an urgent need to have them, and an inability to control them.
Everybody ready?
No.
Now we'll see what you're made of.
Scum.
That man was not fair.
He's right.
He made a mess of everything.
Man, that was embarrassing.
Perhaps your own resentment is causing some of the trouble.
Obviously.
Many hundreds of years earlier,
Three's Company was videotaped in front of
mountains of human corpses.
And also
a mountain of cocaine.
And
gee, we ought to do something, Fred. Okay. How's about taking a nap? I got a better idea. Yeah? Let's go around back. They sure work hard, don't they, Barney? Yeah? Up front where it counts. Gosh, they really got something.
Come into his tight cave.
Here. Hold it! Hold it! Yeah, Fred. I hate to see them work so hard. Yeah, me too.
Yabba jabba you.
Tastes good. Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
For those of you who might have just joined us late in the broadcast,
are you ready to accept my domination?
We're talking with
Bill O'Reilly,
Minister of Youth and a
Freak Show
at the Family Altar Chapel in Battle Creek, Michigan.
He does wonderful farts for live audiences throughout the world.
Look at this amazing demonstration.
A meat flattener,
which holds up to 35 people.
And also
a little girl in a pink dress.
And the mother of two people running around nude.
That's not all.
A small box containing
dirt, dust, and hair.
Boy, that sure smells good.
It feels good.
It's incredible.
Now at a new low price. Among the things of beauty in our wonderful world, few offer more pleasure than
using a leaf blower and a spatula.
Plus cherry and vanilla mixers.
Don't you bring that awful thing near me or I'll scream.
But that's only one of the many new and thrilling experiences waiting for you.
This stuff will make you
a little girl in a pink dress.
Just like me.
Yeah.
And finally,
I want
multicolored pills.
I need them to make bricks and to do other hard work.
No way.
But your lives are in danger. It isn't safe down there. You kids better go home.
For reasons you don't want to know.
I hate fun.
That sure was fun, but I gotta go now.
Jesus told the disciples some startling news.
I decided I wasn't going to take it anymore.
Isn't that stupid?
Then you don't need to listen anymore.
Tears came to Jesus' eyes. Because he loved
satire
and would miss him.